Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Hope all is well with you. You know, Tom, we've been covering these stories about, you know, this school to prison pipeline. And there's this stunning story out of Florida. Kiara Wilmot, 16 years old. She is facing felony charges after she conducted this science experiment before school, where she mixed some household chemicals that created this explosion in this bottle. No one was hurt. So some smoke was produced, but the school district they have a zero tolerance policy. She's been suspended for the year. They say, look, there are consequences to these actions. And the Florida state's attorney is considering filing these charges against her. Last night, she's a student at Bartow High School. Mm-hmm. I caught up with her mother last night. Her mother didn't want to come on the air. She listens to the show, but they refer all questions to the attorney. It's a single mother. She has twin daughters. The attorney, Larry Hardaway, I did talk to him last night. Mm-hmm. He said that the state's attorney, they have not decided to file any charges whatsoever. But this young girl's future could very well be altered by this, again, this science experiment. And if they hit her with these felony charges, I mean, understand, if this on her record, she can't apply for any financial aid because she can't have a felony on your record. She's a junior, and so they've expelled her for the year. They could expel her next year as well, and so she has to attend an alternative school. According to the principal at Bartow High School, Tom, she's a great student, quiet. He said this was something that that happened that, frankly, he believes her. There was nothing malicious about it. He said she's just a really, really great kid. But to sit here and have the possibility that she could be charged as an adult is stunning. She was handcuffed at the school, taken to a juvenile assessment center. And again, she is going to be forced to get her diploma through an expulsion program.
Now, what city is this?
This is in Lakeland, Florida. It's Bartow High School. And again,
now, this wasn't a class assignment.
No, this was.
Well. Talking to her representatives, she did have a. They did have certain class experiments,
right.
But. And this was something that she and other friends were going to utilize in the classroom, but they wanted to test it before they went to the classroom.
And it was a bottle full of home chemicals,
household
chemicals, and the top blew off.
Eight-ounce bottle, some household chemicals, took place before school. Nobody was hurt.
No property destroyed?
No property was destroyed. Nothing along those lines at all.
But the zero tolerance.
A zero tolerance. She was immediately suspended for the year.
And messed up for the rest of her life.
That's if the state's attorney chooses to file charges. And again, it could charge her as an adult because Florida law says that if you're 13 or older and you engage in, if you create this sort of explosion, you could be charged as an adult. And
where
so
was
household
the,
chemicals used.
Where was the science teacher rolling? Because that was the one thing I didn't see in any of the stories about this.
Well, it wasn't one of these things where the science teacher was supervising this deal.
Right.
And so, again, the students, they were preparing for an experiment. They chose to see if it worked before they did it within the classroom. So it took place outside of the classroom around 7 a.m. Before classes start.
So it wasn't in the lab?
No,
it wasn't in the lab. It was outside. It wasn't even indoors.
Right.
It was outside.
Right.
But this 16-year-old girl, you know, depending upon what happens, could very well, just have her life altered. And again, the school principal was clear. He said, this is a great student. And so you question these zero tolerance policies where they can't even, let's say, look at it on a case-by-case basis. So we'll keep everybody updated.
So is there anything the public can do?
Well, the attorney is saying, let's wait to see what happens because they're trying to, they're hopeful the state's attorney will not file these charges, these felony charges against her. They are reviewing it as we speak.
Okay. Yeah. This is crazy. This crazy story. Surely, with all this publicity,
don't try to apply logic.
The school board will. I hope will not mess up this 15, 16 year old little girl's life.
But we've seen kids messed up for less.
Yeah,
yes, we have.
True. All right, Roland.
Thanks
good
a
job.
Lot.